Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. We thank God for you tuning in with us on today. This is Reverend Ulysses Morgan, and I am here today to bring you another episode of Let's Talk Bible. Amen. We are here as a Kingdom Builders representative. We're talking about Let's Talk Bible. We're going to go to the Word of God and expound upon it, and I just thank God for those of you who have been tuning in with us on this radio broadcast. Give God the glory for all things, and all things are done by Him. And I know that many of you that are listening, you're listening by the grace of God, because God has caused you to tune in to this, and I pray that you have solicited some acquaintances of yours, whether they be relatives or neighbors, to join in with us on these broadcasts. Because you never know who you may be helping and who may be able to help you because of your generosity of tuning them into something that can bless their soul. Amen. You can do the work of an evangelist. You don't have to have a collar on. You don't have to have a pulpit to preach out of. But you can do that right from your home and right from your phone, especially when you have been introduced to some anointing and you want to share it with others that they may get blessed. This is the work sometimes God would have you to do. One of the things that I often strive on is this. That is that you are never successful except in the calling in which God has called you in. You cannot be successful just because you desire to do something. If you're not called in it, you will not be anointed in it. If you're not anointed in it, there's no success in it. There's no success in it. That means that there's failure. But when you're doing what you're called to do, then God can elevate you and bring you before kings. It doesn't necessarily have to be preaching or teaching, but whatever it is, you know, God will let you know. Don't let people come and try to sway your mind into doing something or sway you into a calling that you don't feel led that God has called you into. Amen. We don't do it just for the glory and the glamour. We do it because it will glorify the work of God, and it is what we should do and what God has anointed us to do, and we thank God for that. So call somebody, let them know if you're not on your phone, amen, that we are on the air. Now, glory to God. Those of you that are listening to me, we appreciate it so much. There's been so many of you. And we also would like to give our call-in number in case you are able to call in and may want to ask questions or comments on this particular broadcast or any other broadcast that we have. I'm going to give you my call-in number. Please have a pencil and paper ready and always have that handy, especially when I'm teaching. I always implore my students to have paper and pen ready because there are going to be some things you're going to be able, you're going to want to jot down. You're not going to want to forget. Amen. So don't rely on your memory in that. Just have a pencil and paper ready. And every Bible scholar and every serious Bible student that's serious will always have a pencil and paper. You don't go to school without a pencil and paper. You don't go to college without pencil and paper. And even on your job, many jobs, especially the high-paying jobs, you have to have pencil and paper. You have to jot things down. So bring that with you all the time when you're in Bible class or when you are, amen, with us here on the air. Amen. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 492 in Cordele, Georgia, C-O-R-D-E-L-E, Georgia, 31010 is the zip code. Many of you, we need to hear from you. We haven't heard from many of you. Glory to God, and we want to hear your testimony of your comments on this particular broadcast. And the Bible said we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. Amen. So sit down and do that and watch God work miracles, and that just may be the holdup of what God is wanting to do for your life and what you've been asking God to do because, amen, everything is conditional. One of the things we're going to talk about today, it is conditional. You have to understand that, glory to God. In the Old Testament, 99.99% of what God did for others were conditional. Ever since Adam ate the fruit, everything else was conditional. God based the blessings on what you did. In New Testament, Jesus Christ came, and salvation and the Holy Spirit is free. You don't have to do anything to get that. Just ask. But everything after that, from my understanding and from my reading over the years, is conditional. You just can't sit there and just ask. God says if you do this, then I will do that. Glory to God. If you do that, I will do this for you. You have to understand that. Glory to God. You reap what you sow, whether good or bad, but you got to put it out in order to bring it back. So sit down. Take the time. And cause your blessings to be released by giving a word of testimony and sending it to us. P.O. Box 492 in Cordial, Georgia, 31010 is the zip. Amen. Now, we're going to go into the Word of God, and we talked last week on spiritual priorities, and it was a great, great Bible class here, and it was, I think it was very great with those of you who were listening on last Monday. But now we're going to go into the book of Job. We're going to talk about the deal. Amen. The topic that we're going to be talking about now is the deal. Amen. D-E-A-L. Do you know the deal? Glory to God. We're going to deal with some very pertinent revelations that as many times as I've read Job in the Bible, God is yet bringing revelational knowledge. And I'm going to bring some of that revelation out to you today, even though you have known about Job, yet we're going to bring out some things that I'm almost sure that is to bless you and to give you, amen, a sense of joy in understanding this. And I thank God for those of you who appreciate the revelational knowledge of God through the Word of God. Amen. Before we go any further, let's go into the word of prayer. I always like to start off with prayer and invite God to come in because it is He in whom we are glorifying. And so if you would, bow your head right where you are, except you be driving or you're doing something, you know, that may cause a problem. But other than that, you can still pray with your eyes open. But just give reverence right now. Father, we thank you right now for this word, and we thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for those who have been listening to this broadcast, oh God, and those that are listening now. There are some that have just started listening to it, and we give God, we give you the glory for all of it. And I pray that you, through the Holy Spirit, will allow an anointing to go forth in such a manner that it will bless them greatly and give them understanding and revelation, especially answering prayers that they have been praying. I believe that's going to happen right now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's talk about the deal here, and we're talking about Job. And I'm going to read, and I'm going to stop periodically as I read. And you can follow me if you want to, Job 1 and 1. And I may not cover it all at this broadcast, but we'll come back next week and we'll try to conclude it. But it says this, and there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and the man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and abhorred evil. And there was born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. This one, that's the first lesson that you should jot down. 7 sons and 3 daughters. Job had 8 children. I'm going to bring something out later on in this particular subject that's going to relate to that. Third verse. His substance was also 7,000 sheep and 3,000 camel and 5,000 yoke of oxen and 5,000 she asses and a very great household. So that this man was the greatest of all the men of the land, which means that he was the richest. He was the most known. He had the most wealth. Job had this, glory to God, a man who abhorred evil, feared God, glory to God, an upright man, a perfect man. Fourth verse, and his sons went and feasted in their house, every one his day, as such as on his birthday, really is what it's saying, and sent and called for their 3 sisters to eat and to drink with them. And it was so, fifth verse, when the days of their feasting was gone about, that Job sent and sacrificed them, amen, and rose up early in the morning and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. Thus did Job continuously. Now I want to bring out that fifth verse, and it's going to bring a very pertinent note here. The Bible said that Job did something, that he sacrificed. Amen. Anytime you read in the Bible what the word sacrifice means, that means that there is an offering given. That means that they offered up something to God. God looks for an offering, especially in the Old Testament. Because as I said earlier, you've got to give something to get something. Glory to God. You have to feed the hand that feeds you. Look what it says now. It says he offered a burnt offering according to the number of them all, for Job said, it may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their heart. Thus Job did continuously. He offered an offering to God on the behalf of his children. He gave something to God. Sacrifices mean giving something that's worth something. Something that you could, amen, benefit from, or something that's worth something, yet you gave it. It shows God where your heart is. And God, the Bible declares, looks not on the outer appearance. That's what man looks at. We look at the collar, the chain, the crosses. We look at all of that, the Bible quoting and all of that. But the Bible declares that God looks on the heart. Amen. God looks at the heart. Even when we commit sins in the flesh, amen, that's outward appearance. God looks on the heart. The woman that was taken in adultery was worthy to be stoned, but when God saw her heart, amen, he forgave her and sent her on the way. The man that was let down through the roof, glory to God, sinned in order to get to that particular point of paralyzation that he was. And we all know this if we read the scripture. And the Bible says that Jesus told him, arise, take up thy bed and walk, told him his sins be forgiven him. Amen. Now, to certain Christians that we may know, that is a condemnation, and that is something that a lot of us feel that you can never recover from, and some people won't forgive you for it. And they want you severely punished for it. But the Bible said God looks on the heart. And when you sacrifice and when you give and when you give something that's worth something and something that's meaningful, it becomes a sacrifice. Now, you can give, and it may not be a sacrifice. You can always give something that's not a sacrifice, but sacrifice means that Job took some of what belongs to him, some of his animals, some of his prized possessions, some of his prized bulls, some of his prized male animals. Amen. Some of his studs that caused the increase in his flock. Them, and he offered it up to God to show God his heart, and that his heart was not in what he had, but it was in who gave him what he had. And this is what God is looking at in us. He's looking at that. He's wanting to see that in his people. We call ourselves the church. We call ourselves Christians. We call ourselves saved. God is looking for this. God's not looking just because you don't go and drink and you don't smoke and you don't chew and you don't do like the other people do. God's not looking at that. That's not a license to go do it, amen. It is still wrong to do it. But God looks on your heart, and your sacrifice proves where your heart is at. Amen. Job gave something that was worth something. Amen. So you need to jot that down and study on that, because God is looking at you, and your blessings may be held up because you have not made sacrifices. You have not given, amen, something to the right people. Now, you can't give to anybody, because you have to give in ground that is prosperous. Amen. It makes no sense to sow seed into red clay, because nothing is going to grow out of it. Yes, you gave it, but nothing is going to grow. But you have to sow it in good ground so that when it comes back and when it comes up, it's going to benefit you. Amen. When you give, it must benefit God. Amen. When you make sacrifices, it not only benefits God, it not only shows God your heart, it shows him, amen, it shows him where you are in him. Glory to God. So sacrifice, giving, sowing in good ground. Okay? Now, let's go on, sixth verse. Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it. Amen. Now, the sons of God, the angels of God, was presenting themselves before God, and Satan came in the midst. Now, if you read this, and I must tell you this, the Bible says there came a day when the sons of God presented themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came in the midst. And the Lord said unto Satan, What comest thou? And Satan answered. Now, here's the key that I want you to understand. Satan actually is not talking to God himself, because he cannot talk to God in the state that he in and survive. Moses could barely look on an angel that was close to God. The glory of God shone on his face, and God and the word came to him and said, no man can look on God and live. So Satan, even in his sinful state, do you really think that he was able to carry a conversation with God himself and not be destroyed? No, he's talking to an angel that is close to God, an ambassador of God, and when God sends an ambassador, it's just like he has sent himself. Glory to God. So we must understand that. And the Lord asked him, where you coming? What you doing? Amen. And this angel asked him that. And he said, I've been going to and fro up and down the earth. Glory to God. In other words, I've been trying to find people I can deceive, trying to find people who I can destroy. Amen. Find people who I can steal from, steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he comes for. Amen. I've been going to and fro. I'm on my job. I'm busy. I'm trying to find people I can get to turn against you. I'm trying to get people who won't obey your word or to get them not to obey your word or stop obeying your word. This is what he was doing. Look what the Lord told him. He said, and the Lord said unto Satan, have thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth? It says, a perfect and upright man, one that feared God and eschewed evil. Then Satan answered and the Lord and said, does Job fear thee for naught, for nothing? God has presented Job before Satan to give him the opportunity, amen, to attack Job. He wondered, had you attacked Job? Have you been to Job? Had you tried to get him to do it? And Satan was replying in sense, yes, I have, but here's the key. 10th verse. Has I not made an hedge about him and about his house and about all that he has on every side? Thou hast blessed the works of his hand, and his substance is increased in the land. Amen. He says this, but put forth thy hand now and touch all that he has, and he will curse thee to thy face. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, all that he has is in thy power. Only upon himself put not forth thine hand. So Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord. Now, this is the deal that God has made. He says, now, I'm going to give you special privileges to go to Job. Satan said, I've been to him, but I can't get to him, and nothing that he has, he sacrifices to you. He gives his substance. He's an upright man. I have been by his house. I can't touch nothing that he has because you have protected it all. When you are in God where you need to be, nothing can, amen, penetrate you. God will allow Satan not to touch anything that you have. He will wrap a hedge around not only you, but everything that you have. Touch nothing that he has because you have enhanced him, and I know better than to go beyond your hedge. I can't go beyond your hedge. I can't go beyond. And if I can put it in today's perspective, I can't go beyond the blood of Jesus that covers your people. Amen. So God says, I tell you what, I'll let you touch everything he has, just don't touch him. Look at the deal that is being made now. God is making a deal with Satan because God has confidence in Job that he will not go down. God has seen something in Job. He does not serve me because of what he has. He serves me because he loves me. He serves me because it's in his heart. I just protect everything that he has. Go ahead, I'll let you try him. Now, the key point of this is, if you listen to me, watch this. If you listen to me, think about this. When God and Satan was conversing about this man, how much did Job know about it? Job knew nothing. Job didn't even know a deal was being made on his behalf. Job didn't even know a conversation was going on in heaven on his behalf. He didn't even know the deal that was about to take place. God didn't relate it to him. He didn't tell him. He didn't forewarn him. Amen. And that's what happens to us a lot of times. Amen. When we're going through certain things, glory to God, God doesn't forewarn us, but listen, the leash is on Satan. He can only go so far in your life. Glory to God. Can he depend on you? Can he make a deal with us today? Oh, my goodness. Satan is still trying to kill, steal, and destroy all of us. Glory to God. And we wonder sometimes where God is. He's right there. I knew Job wondered. If you read on, you'll find that Job wondered, where was God? He said, I cursed the day I was born. He says, amen. A man that is born of a woman is few days and full of trouble. Glory to God. But listen, he did not know anything. Glory to God. And the deal was on. Now, let's read a little bit further. 13th verse. And there was the day when his sons and his daughters was eating and drinking wine in the eldest brother's house. And there came a messenger unto Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the asses feeding beside them. And the Sabaeans fell upon them and took them away. Yea, they have slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While he was yet speaking, there came also another saying, the fire of God, amen, fell from heaven, amen, and which is basically lightning, and have burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I only am escaped alone to tell thee. While, 17th verse, he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the Chaldeans made out three bands and fell upon the camel and there and have carried them away, yea, and slain the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone am escaped to tell thee. 18th verse, while he was yet speaking, there came also another and said, the sons and thy daughters were eating and drinking wine in their elder brother's house, and behold, there came a great wind from the wilderness and smote the four corners of the house, and it fell upon the young men, and they are dead. And I alone am escaped alone to tell thee. Amen. Listen what happened. Look at what happened. Job now, in the course, I would imagine, of 60 seconds, he is getting bad news. Watch this. In the course of 60 seconds, and that's just my estimation, because it said while one was talking, the other one came. They hadn't even finished talking before the other one came and gave bad news. And in the space of 60 seconds, Job is broke. Job has lost everything. He's lost his business. He's lost his income. He's lost everything. Nothing, glory to God, that he has left. And then on top of that, the Bible says that his sons, especially his young sons, died. The wall fell on them. The wind blew it. Now look at what this man is facing. And then you think, sometimes we think what we're going through is traumatizing. Think about what Job went through. Amen. Is that traumatizing? Can you go through that? I often ask myself that question. If I was in that situation and lost it all in the space of 60 seconds, how traumatizing would that be? You have to be anchored in God to be able to maintain your sanity, to be able to to take that, to be able to continue trusting God. You have to maintain your sanity. Glory to God. All of that happened. Half hasn't happened to you yet. Half of that haven't happened to us yet. And look, like sometimes we go off in the deep end. But that comes, amen, from not anchoring yourself in God. Make sure your ankle holds and grips the solid rock. Glory to God. Because God may just test you one day as he's tested Job. Glory to God. They made a deal on his behalf. He's lost everything. He's now broke. And he doesn't know why it's happening to him. Have you ever been there before? Have you ever been there before? Glory to God. Oh, my goodness, my goodness. Let me read a little further. Amen. And Job 20, verse 1 and 20, and Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped. And worshipped. He lost it all, and now he's still worshiping God, because God in Job's life was not centered around what he had. You cannot base God in your life on what you have. This is why he was able to sacrifice to God. He was able to give something that was worth something in his possession to God. He was able to give it away. He was able to offer it up. He was able to lose it. Amen. For God. Because what God meant to him was not, amen, in what he had. He did not worship, amen, what he had more than the one who gave it to him. We have to get that in our spirits. Glory to God. Worshiping the Lord, whether we have it or whether we don't have it. Because sometimes you ain't got it. Will you fall by the wayside? Will you go off the deep end? Will you curse? Will you, amen, just fall out? Will your blood pressure rise? Glory to God. Or will you trust God? I'm doing a segment now on fear. Amen. Fear can only control you if you fall into that trap. Glory to God. But let me read on. 21. And Job worshiped. This is what he said. And said, naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord shall has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And in all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly. In all of this. Look what he said when he worshiped God. In 60 seconds, amen, the deal was made between Satan and the Lord to test Job, to take away everything he had. Satan wanted to prove to God that he could make Job curse him to his face, amen, not want him anymore, because what Job had, he thought was the love that he had for God, he thought was centered around the substance that he had because he was rich. And God had to prove to Satan that this is not. Now, this tells me how our enemy thinks. This tells me how the devil thinks. He doesn't know anything, because if he had any sense at all, he would have known from Jump Street that Job was not going to leave God simply because, amen, he was broke. But he didn't know that. That's why he had to try. So that tells me about the mentality of Satan. He doesn't know what's in your spirit. This is what we have to understand. He said, naked came I into out of my mother's womb. I didn't have nothing then. And naked shall I return hither. I'm going to leave here with nothing. He said, God gave it to me, and God can take it away whenever he get ready. But whether he gave it and if he takes it away, he said, I'm still going to bless him. He still doesn't know what's going on, but he said, I'm still going to bless him. Can you say that when you don't have, amen, the money coming in? Can you say that when you're not in the lap of luxury? When can you say that when you've lost everything? Can you say that, amen, when your lights and your water off, when your rent is due? Can you say that? I'm still going to bless God. My time is gone, and we're going to have to come back next week to try to go and pick up from where we left off. But we will. Join me on next Monday, 6:30, here on Block Talk Radio. Glory to God. Our number, call-in number, is 347-996-3033. 347-996-3033. Tune in with next Monday at 6:30. It's going to get better. It's going to get better. Like the old folks used to say, it's going to get gooder and gooder, because I have some things yet to bring out. But join me. Until next week. God bless you, and God keep you is my prayer.